We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. We are in the middle of Siv Ches. We are on page 58, top line in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'hatmana she'osin bebedinos elu, the hatmana that we do in our countries, she'matminim betanur, that we put the pots inside the oven, v'tochen piatanur betut, and then we seal the opening of the oven with clay, shari l'kul yalma, that is mutter according to everyone." A commotion is bar la elsim in ration and dalad, like we explained in ration and dalad, via bar la kamam besosim in ration and test, and we'll explain later at the end of ration and test. Then the Ramah says, U mitzvah lahatmin la Shabbos kadesha yochol chamin b'Shabbos. It is a mitzvah to insulate one's food for Shabbos in the proper way, obviously, in order that he can eat hot food on Shabbos. Kizo mi kovet v'onek Shabbos. That is kovet and onek Shabbos. V'chomi she'enu mamin b'divrei chachomim. Anyone who does not believe in the words of the Chachamim, v'oser achilas chamim b'Shabbos, and he says it is oser to eat hot food on Shabbos, chayshinon shema apikoresu. We have to be concerned that maybe that person is an apikores. So let's see the Mishabura in the top line on 58. Sivkotan menvov, tochen piatana betit. As the Ramah started with and said, atvana that we do nowadays, that we put the pot in the oven and we seal the oven, that is mutter according to everyone. In terms of matering the hatmana shabo, we don't require that you seal the top of the oven with the clay, even according to the Ramah, because there is no hatmana in an oven because it's not nothing is up against the pot. Elo de balomar, what the Ramah is coming to tell us is the betiach shari b'chol inyan, that if the oven is sealed, it's going to be mutter no matter what. Afilu eino sein bo chaticha chaya shel basar. Even if you don't put in a raw piece of meat, the gamhi adayim betchilas bishul, and also it's only in the beginning stages of bishul to not reach even macha ben jusai. The below tiach haya aser bazel laniach hakedei rabatan or sheino garif akatum mishum chash chitui. That in those scenarios where there's no raw meat and it's not fully cooked or not even macha ben jusai, if the oven would not be sealed, it would be aser to leave the pot in the oven if the coals are not cleaned out or covered, because that would be shehiyah, which is aser. Because Shem Yechata, ubetiach shari, but if it is sealed, so then that will be permissible. So that which the Ramah adds on, the sealing of the oven, that has nothing to do with hatmana, that has to do with avoiding problems of shehiya. V'dan, you should know, the mavur le'el that we learned earlier, the dafka bebasar kishu chai eimboch shash chitui. This idea of having the raw meat is dafka by meat that we're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. As we said many times, that if you have a raw piece of meat, you could stoke the coals all you want, the meat's not going to be ready for tonight. And even without the chitui, it'll be ready for tomorrow. And therefore, with the raw meat, we are not worried you're going to stoke the coals. Aval pashtida, but pashtida, which is the two parts of dough with the meat in the middle, omine kidneys for different types of beans, omine batzak or types of dough, memarin lehispashel, they cook much quicker than raw meat. And therefore, even if you put it close to dark in while it is raw, there is still a concern that you might stoke the coals on Shabbos. Because those cook faster and it could get ready for tonight's Suda if you would stoke the coals, and therefore the raw only works by raw meat, not by raw dough or other things mentioned over here. And therefore, to matter these things, you would have to have the oven sealed with the clay. In a place where they do not have the custom of sealing the ovens, it would be forbidden to put these types into the oven close to Shabbos. If there is no raw meat there as well, unless, of course, there is enough time before Shabbos that by the time Shabbos comes in, the food will already be cooked, kamacha ben yusai, half cooked, or even a third cooked. Or if you cover the coals with some dirt, kamosha kosav and simon reish and gimel. That's basically a summary of many of the halachas that we have seen. Sivkotan Mem Zayin says, Shari l'kuyalma, again, putting the pot in the oven, sealing the outside, is mutter according to everyone. V'afal pikein yesh omrim, and even so there are those who say, D'tzorach li'zor shalo yatmin akadeira batanur besoch hagecholo mikol tzad. That even though the oven is sealed, there are those who say you have to still be careful not to insulate the pot inside the oven by the coals all over. Dekari hatmana b'davar ha-mosef hevel machmas ha-gecholim gufa. That would be considered hatmana in something that is mosef hevel, which would be a problem. So there are those who say that even though the oven is sealed and you can't come to stoke the coals because the oven is sealed, you still can't enclose the pot with the coals. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Mem Hei, at the end of Mem Hei, look at the third line of the Shaar Tzion, the fourth word. Even though in this case, the oven is sealed, we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. Mikomakom shayach lemigzar shema yatman beremetz megula. But there is a gzera that you might come to insulate the pot with coals that are revealed, not locked in an oven. And it's no better than insulating in the psolas of the zaysim that we said is usser, even though there's nothing to stoke over there also. We said you can't insulate in the psolas of the zaysim because you might come to insulate in coals and you might come to stoke the coals. See, here also, you have the coals around the pot inside the oven. The oven is sealed, but we're worried you might insulate the pot in coals that are not sealed in the oven, and you might come to stoke the coals. So therefore, there are those who are machmir in that case. But the Mishavua then says, v'yesh mekilin gam azeh. There are those, however, who are lenient, even if the oven is enclosed and covered with the gecholim, as long as the oven is sealed. The oven is sealed, l'maisa. And you're not going to come to stoke the coals. V'chein mashma bo'or zarua. This is also the mashma of the or zarua. V'tov l'hachmir l'chadchila. It is best to be machmir l'chadchila, not to cover the pot with coals, even if this oven is sealed. V'gam itam achir. Besides the reason mentioned, which is a machlokas, there's another reason as well. Because pen yisharu ha-gecholam lo-chashos ad-l-mocher. We're worried that maybe some coals will be still burning by tomorrow. And you won't be able to remove your pot from there. Like we said, if you have burning coals around the pot, you can't take the pot out because that's going to cause them, some of them to extinguish, some of them to get lit. And that would be an additional problem. The alcohol ponim, at the very least, hastima betit, in a place where they're knowing not to close up the entire oven, then for sure it is usher to insulate the pot inside the coals, even if the oven is totally cooked. Even if the pot, I'm sorry, the dish, is totally cooked. Let's see note number 45. In terms of enclosing a pot with garments that is sitting on an electric hot plate, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, "Sha'aser lasos, that is forbidden." Ukidin kedera hamunachas agabe ha'esh, just like you can't insulate with garments a pot that's on top of the fire. Even though the non-adjustable electric hot plate is considered like ketumah, it's like the ashes are covered because you can't really soak the coals. Because there's no concern over here that you might come to soak the coals. The clothing that you're surrounding the pot with, shemosifin hevel machmas choma plata, they are adding heat because of the heat of the plata underneath it, nechshavim kegefes, that gets a din of gefes, v'osr litmon bohen afilu shelo shaya ben chashchitui. And that is usr, even if there is no chashchitui in this actual thing that you're enclosing it in, it's still going to be a problem. Gzeira shema yavo lahatman beremetz. Right, because you might come to insulate it in coals, which has a problem with Shema Yechata. V'shona ha-dover be'atmona b'tanor tu'a patit. This is different than those who are lenient in the Mishabur over here and say you can enclose it in coals if it's inside the sealed oven. She'shom gam ha-kedera t'muna b'soch ha-tanor. At least there, the pot also is sealed inside the oven, so everything's inside the oven. As opposed to the case where it's on the plata, so l'maisa, the pot is revealed, and therefore we'd be more machmir over there that you can't insulate it with begodim if it is on electric hot plate, even though it has a din of ketuma. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekotan Memches.
They make sell the covers. They even sell like Shabbos, special Shabbos covers.
Like, right. Someone asked that on Yontif. So they said on Yontif.
When does that even? Does they even ever come and play?
Like that would be a problem. Right. That would be a problem if it's on. Well, yeah. Lachara. We'll see. Maybe we'll see something else tonight that will be different, but l'chara will be a problem of Atmana. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Memches. The Rama said at the end, he gave us a little Musar Shmuz about having hot food on Shabbos, that it's a mitzvah to do Atmana in the proper way for Shabbos in order that you should be able to eat hot food on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Memches, Aval Misha Mazik Lo Acham and Mutar Lechol Tzonin. But one who is not going to eat cholent to not eat hot food on Shabbos because it's not good for his stomach, so he's allowed to eat cold food. In note 47, the Medayik, Aval mish ein acham in maziklo. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's mazik him, he doesn't have to eat hot food. It's mashmah that someone who the hot food is not mazik. Elo she'eno machal ha'ohav olav. He just doesn't like it. Kigon b'yamos ha'kayetz b'mekomos ha'chamin. He's in a very hot place, and it's the summer. He doesn't want to have hot food. So if this in Kirelet says, she'mashem edivri ha'mishnah Berurah, she'eno levatel b'shalkach es minag achilas chamin. It sounds in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not grounds not to have hot food. It's only if it's mazik you. If it's just not geshmak, you'd rather have cold food. Sounds like that's not the ideal way to go. I say if you don't have hot food, you don't have hot food. If you would invite out for your suddas and they don't have hot food, so you're stuck. What are you going to do?
No, I mean, of course they're going to have hot food, but is it missing for you yourself? Like, should you put up a challenge anyway? I don't know
if we have to go that far. So if you're eating your meal out, so I think you could assume that the person that's inviting you is going to take care of it. I don't think you have to make your own hot food with afka just in case. I don't think we go that far. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitin Sefkata Mentes, we said anyone who doesn't believe in the Chachamim and they say that it's also to eat hot food on Shabbos, you have to be concerned that person is not Bikoros. Ubi Amenu Bavanusenu Harabim, nowadays in our great Averos, Matsui Kilkul Godol, that we find a great Kilkul, Aide Eilu Sheporshim Atzmon Bishat Nefesh and Mitzvah Achilas Chamim B'Shabbos, that people are blatantly going against this halacha of eating hot food on Shabbos. Shabon Lubasov Aide Zeli the Isser. By deciding they're not having hot food on Shabbos, in the end it comes that they do Isurim. Shemitzavim le'enam Yehudim she'ichamu avur al chamim b'Shabbos. They end up asking the goyim to go heat up water for them on Shabbos, which is aser of Amir la'akum. V'kama pa'amim yavo ayidei ze gam lidei iser daraisa shel shlosha avos malachos. And by first telling the goy to heat up the water, that can lead a lot of times to the person himself doing three isurei daraisa, v'hein bishul, v'havara, and kibui. And that is cooking, igniting, and extinguishing. How's that? Shemamidin es ha'kli im alei ha'tei al ha'mulyer. You're going to put the vessel with the tea on the mulyer. Ubul shoneinu samavar, on the urn. B'shosh ha'gecholim bu'aros. While the coals are burning, you're going to start putting the tea there. Harei bishul, that would be an isra d'raisa bishul that you're doing. Ubechol pam kishenotel es ha'kli mi'olav u'machzir achakach. And anytime you take the kli off and put it back, who over al mavir u'mechabe, then you can be over each time on mavir u'mechabe, the b'shosh shakli omer olav mischabe ha'esh b'miktsas, when the kli is on the fire, so it extinguishes the fire a little bit, so each time you put it back, you're being over on mechabe, u'bahasiro misbar ma'gecholim, by removing the pot, so they're reigniting, they're getting stronger, and therefore you're over on mavir. The ha'osa came the mezid, and one who does these things b'mezid, who pasal le'edus u'l'shvua min ha'torah. He is pasal to give testimony and to swear from the Torah. U'machris esnafsho me'eretz ha'chayim. And he's cutting himself off from the life of the living. He's ruining his olam haba. Ki ha'avera she'chayavin ala karis u'skila. Because these are averos that if they're done without hasra, you'd get karis. With hasra, you'd get skila, you'd get mises bezdin. V'chol ba'nefesh lo yosem minag Yisrael, and any ba'nefesh should not veer off from the minhag of Klal Yisrael, lahatmin chamin al Shabbos, to in fact insulate and have hot food on Shabbos, ulakayim mitzvahs oneg Shabbos kasher nogu avoseinu me'olam, and they'll eat hot food on Shabbos, have oneg Shabbos like the minhag has been for our forefathers. V'shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, one who keeps the mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to him. V'zel shom balam or perakira kol mi she'enu ochel chamin, anyone doesn't eat hot food, dot dot dot. V'tzorach lahazmin, you have to prepare levasha lahatmin, to cook, to insulate. Ula'anegas Shabbos ulahashmin, and to enjoy the Shabbos, and to lahashmin is to have fatty foods on Shabbos. Hu amamin, that's the one who believes. V'zocha l'keitz hayomin ayin shamo, that's the one who will be zocha to la'asad lavo. So that is the Musar Shmuz of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah of the importance of eating hot food, assuming it was heated up the proper way. And that's why you have to be familiar with all these halachas we've been discussing, that you do it in the proper way. And now we will begin Simen Reish Nun Ches on page 58. Mutar lahaniach mi ba'od yom kli sheyesh bo dover kar al gabe kedei rachama she'ein ze ketomein bedover hamosef hevel. That is the whole simon. And this simon the Mechaber tells us, one is allowed before Shabbos to put a kli that has cold food in it on top of a hot pot. Cold food on top of a hot pot, because that is not considered doing hatmana in a dover hamosef hevel. We know before Shabbos, Hatmana is only usher if it's most of Hevel. You're doing this before Shabbos, this is not considered most of Hevel, putting a cold food on top of a hot pot. But let's see the Bir Halacha before we see the Mishabura. The Bir Halacha says, Im ha-kedera ta'atona munachas agabi ha'esh. But if this hot pot is on the fire, oz yesh lo zed din most of Hevel agide ha'esh. Then it would be a problem of most of Hevel from the fire. Kedul el besimen reish nun zayin sivches. V'osar afilu mi bodyom l'chasos aleihem bebigodim l'malo mishum atmana. And if you have the hot pot on the fire, and you're going to put the cold food on top, and you're going to encase both foods, the pot on the bottom that's on the fire, and the food on top, in garments, that's going to be atmana with the davar most of Hevel, like we've been discussing, and that will be a problem. V'im ein mechase bebigodim yesh lazed din shihui. And even if you don't cover the foods, the pots, with the garment, you'd have a problem of shehiya if it's not properly cooked. And therefore, if the pot's going to be on the fire, you better make sure that this cold food that's up there was already cooked. Kamacha ben Yusoy, mibod yom before Shabbos. V'das harav l'el b'simen reishon gimel, like the Ramah paskin in reishon gimel. Kein kasev magen avram al primigodim, v'ayin l'kamam b'simen shen yuchas b'er halacha b'siv vav. Bekitzer, the Bir Halacha is just telling us this halacha the Mechaber is discussing where the hot pot is not on the fire. So the Mechaber now is telling us you're allowed to put cold food on top of a hot pot before Shabbos when there is no fire under the hot pot. And the Mishnah explains it's a katan alef, davar kar, a cold thing. V'afilu hu davar chai, even if it is a cold, raw piece of food. V'yisbashel ata ayidei chom ha-kedera shatarteha. Even though this raw cold food on top is now going to cook through the heat of the pot that's underneath it, gam kein shari, that's also permissible. Kevan sheminiach mi bodyom. Since you put it there from before Shabbos and is considered hatmana in a davar that's not most of Hevel, it's mutter, even though this cold thing is raw and it's going to end up cooking. Sifkotan beis, she'ein zeh ketomen, this is not like being tomen in a davar on most of Hevel. Rotzalomer means to say, afilu kisa oz hakli v'hakder b'begodim. Even if you insulated the hot pot and the kli on top of it with the cold food, with garments all around it, ubevada nitosev chom al hadavar kar aidea kedera, and for sure through the hot pot and the insulation, it's going to be adding heat to the cold food on top, afilu hachishari, it's still permissible. De lo choshev hakedera kigefes v'domer lo hamosif en hevel. Because this hot pot is not considered like the psoles of the zaysim or similar things that are most of Hevel, the hasam who most of Hevel machmas atzmo, because those items, the gefes and other things, are most of Hevel from themselves. Ava kedera ein lo Hevel me atzmo, but this pot, although it is hot, it's not really its own heat. The other abba, the opposite is true. Kol shah chuma mismaid v'holech. Every moment that passes, its heat is going down. Ulahachi shari, therefore it is permissible. So we're saying here, says the Mishabura, based on the Mechaber, that you could have a hot pot and you could have cold food on top of it. You could insulate it before Shabbos. It's 100% fine. That is considered hatmana and a davar she'ena most of Hevel. Even though it's adding Hevel, it's possibly cooking the food on top. That is mutter. V'davku l'haniach ha-davar kar mibodyom. But again, this is davku if you put the cold item on the hot pot before Shabbos. Aval l'hanichu b'Shabbos al ha-kedera tachas ha-kisui begodim shaleh she'eschamim. But to put the cold item on the hot pot on Shabbos, enclosed with garments so it should heat up, that is usur, that is forbidden. V'afilu ein ha-chom kol kach, even if the heat is not so strong, she'yuchol lovel yatzol lettuce bow. The food on top won't even reach yatzol lettuce bow. The b'Shabbos lo hitiru lahatmin asatzonein elo kedei she'tofik tzinoso. Because although we said you're allowed to do atmana on cold things on Shabbos, that's only to dull and to lighten the coolness of it, but not to heat it up. But over here, where you're insulating on Shabbos, something cold on something hot, and it's going to get heated up, even if it won't reach out, so let us know, that is forbidden. And in note number 4, he explains why it is aser, ubatama iser. The Bir Halacha said earlier in Reish and Zayin, Shemishum shemolid cholim bedavar akar. Since you are creating heat into the cold item, hechshivu chachamim davar zeh kemos of hevel. The chachamim consider this like mos of hevel. Le'inyan isra hatmana b'Shabbos. Le'gabi the isra hatmana on Shabbos. From before Shabbos it was okay, but on Shabbos they consider it like most of Hevel, and therefore it was a problem. So therefore you could put the cold food on the hot pot and insulate everything from before Shabbos, but on Shabbos you cannot do it even if the food on top will not reach out. So let us know, that will be a problem. The Mishabru says weiter, if the pot is not covered with garments, there's no covering there. Ein iser lahaniach olav hadavar kar elo kishiyucho lovo lide yatzo lethesbo. You want to just stand, put a cold thing on top of a hot pot on Shabbos without enclosing at all, that would be mutter as long as it will not reach yatzo lethesbo. Like we will see later in more detail in Simon Shin Yud Ches Sivav. And now we get to a very important halacha, very halacha lemaisa. Hopefully we'll have time for some notes. Kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, she'osr likach kli, it's osr to take a vessel, ubesocho mashke tzonen, inside is cold milk, you got a baby bottle, inside you have cold milk, it is osr velitchov oso b'shabes l'kli molei mayim chayim. You can't go and stick that bottle or that kli filled with cold liquid into a kli that is filled with hot water on Shabbos, she'yischamim b'socho, so that you should heat up that which is in the bottle. Afilu lo yuchal lovo lide yatzo lethesbo. Even if that which is being heated up inside the bottle, is not going to reach yatzo lethesbo, it's still usher. Shezeu derech hatmana mamish. That is the regular way of hatmana, to dip one kli all the way in, and that's an isser of hatmana, even if it will not reach yatzo lethesbo. Kevan shekulo tomen b'socho. Since it's all the way submerged inside the hot water, that is hatmana, that is usher. Aval imcham kokach sheyuchal lovo lide yatzo lethesbo. But if the water in the bigger pot is so hot that it can cause the water in the bottle to reach yatzo lethesbo, oz afilu eina tmuna kula besocho, then even if the bottle is not fully submerged inside the hot water, shemugula lamala, that is open on top, the gam ein kavanoso rak lahofig atzina bilvad, you're not trying to heat it up, all you're trying to do is to make it not freezing cold for your child to drink, afilu hachi aser, it is still aser. Because pen yishkach ad sheyia hayatzu lethesbo, because you might accidentally leave it there too long, and it might get to a point that the water inside the bottle got the yatzu lethesbo. V'yischai mishum avashel, that's an isser mavashel, even if the liquids were cooked, bishlach habishel, by liquids that cooled off. Uki lakama misimin shin yulches siv yud beis. So the sunrise of the Mishavur says over here, and then we'll see a note, and we'll try to get into Kishka and the Chilant. The Mishavur says over here, the Achronim write that it's also to take a kli, we'll call it a bottle, but it's any kli, with cold liquids, and totally submerge it in hot water, even if it's not able to heat up the item in the bottle to yatzo lethesbo if it's fully submerged. If it's not fully submerged, it's mutter, unless the water is so hot that not being fully submerged, the water in the bottle could still reach yatzo lethesbo, in which case you need to plan on taking it out before, because you just want to warm it up a drop, still usher, because you might forget it there, and warm it all the way up, and be over on Bishul on Shabbos. That is the Mishavura. Now let's look at note number 6. So the first point, note number 6, is we'll read one line, then we'll skip to the next paragraph. V'achazunish kosav she'ein bazeh mishum isra atmana. So the Chazunish says straight up that this case of putting the kli into the other kli, even if it won't be yatzo lethesbo, where the Mishavura said that's derech atmana mamish, the Chazunish says it's not atmana. So that's an important kula of the Chazunish to know. Skip to the next paragraph. U'lahaniach be'erev Shabbos. To put in Erev Shabbos, dover machel otuf besakis nylon v'kadome. Some food that is wrapped in a nylon bag or something similar, besoch hamorak o hachamen, inside the soup or inside the chulent. Das agon shalom azamen arbach, shafilu b'ofen shatifa atuma, even if it's sealed shut. In other words, the kishka, whatever, the potato kugel is totally closed up. The ena machel shebesocho megabel tamei atavshil. So it's not really gaining any taste from the chulent. It's just enclosed inside. Ein zen nechshav katmana. Zakar shalom azamen, that's not atmana. Kevan shegam atavshil shebegdeira. Vegam hamachal shebesocho atifa tzrichim shetivayer eish tachtam amanashi yisbashlu. That's considered two items cooking together. They both need the fire underneath. And therefore, that's not considered atmana. You want the chulent to cook with the fire underneath, and you want the kishka or the potato kugel to cook with the fire underneath, and therefore that is not atmana. V'nechshav adover kishnei minei ma'acholim shemischamim kol haShabbos. That's like two things that are being heated up for Shabbos. Shafilu b'ofen shemachal echad otev esamachal hasheni. Even though one food is encasing the other food, i.e. the chulent is covering the kishka, ein bazeh mishum atmana. So that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that's not a problem of atmana. Meidach, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, "Shanochas dover machal otuf besakis besoch tavshil nechsheves katmana." The Minchas Yitzchak says that is atmana. Ele im kein Kachi derech bishul hamachal, unless that is the normal way to cook this item. Kigon machal hakorui kishka. Like kishka, that is how you normally cook kishka. You put it in the chulat, and therefore that's okay. Even though the way you're doing it is really hatmana, but since it's normally done, it's not hatmana. Hatmana is not the normal way you cook. Hatmana is insulating it additionally over the way you do it. Shekevan shetsuras bishulo hilat mino besoch tafshil. Since the way you cook kishka is you do hatmana inside another dish, ein zeh neshev katmana. So again, there's Rav Shlomo Zalman said it was mutter. Here the Minchas Yitzchak, although he argues legabe that it's a problem of atmana, but in this case of kishka, it's not considered atmana, it is permissible. The chen kasa the shevet alevi, shedavar zed nechshav katmana. He says, in fact, it is atmana, doesn't say if he says this case is different, doesn't say. Vidas rov yoshev, shim hamachal ha'otuf enu makabal tame atashil nechshav atavar katmana. Rav Yoshev says if it's so sealed that it doesn't get taste one from the other, then in fact it would be a problem of atmana. Virakim hamachal ha'otuf mikabal tame atashil. Only the thing that's wrapped up is still getting some taste from the outside dish. Then hu nechshav kemu'udavim shara tavshil. Then it's considered mixed with the other tavshil. Ve'ein bazeh mishum atmana. Rav Nissen Kerelet says, sha'ona mitochen sha'anochas machal otov besakes beso tavshil nesheves katmana. Even though it's true, putting this kishka potato cook inside the shulam could be a problem of atmana. Mikomokom kesha'atifas ha'machal no'odav bishvil shalo yispazer. O yisporer ha'machal b'kedera. But if the only reason you're enclosing the wrapper around the kishka or the potato kugel, so it won't scatter all over the chulent, so you'll have afterwards kishka or potato kugel. So then he says, Nirish hakol neshav kemachal echad. Then it's all considered one machal. Ve'eino nidon katmono. Here's another heter, why the potato kugel or the chulent inside, or the potato kugel or the kishka inside the chulent would not be considered atmono. In addition to what's written over here, also is if it's not fully enclosed inside the food, it's up a little bit, it's also not atmana. The whole discussion only starts if it's fully enclosed. Usually you put it on top, unless it's very, very watery and it sinks down. Usually it's sitting on top and it's not enclosed anyway, which is an additional heter. The host of Shom, Rav Nissen Kerelet adds on over there, Shalafizah, according to this, Im yatov esamachav b'shtei atifos, you do a double wrapping, yitochen shebuchom mikir yelchshav adover ka'atmana besoch atashil v'nishav atzarachin. In other words, if one wrapping of the kishka would be enough to keep it intact, and you go and you make an extra wrapping as you want to make it cook better at atmana, so that in fact it could be a problem of atmana, says Rav Nissen Kerelet. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem will begin Reish Nun Tes tomorrow.